Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, the Empowerment Channel at the Connect Me Radio Network. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, UBN Universal Broadcasting Network, plus News for the Soul Broadcasting. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, magnificent, incredible, so very loved, and darn sexy people. Did you claim it? Did you claim all those things I just said? Because that's what this show's all about today. Oh, my gosh. You guys. Okay, first of all, my series, Just Add Magic, that's on Amazon Prime, is coming to an end. Our last show will be the 1st of September, which means I have some time this fall to create another training in my home. I would like to know if anybody's interested in that before I get it on the calendar. So email me, write me. You can do that through the website, dee@wallace.com. I want to know if you're interested in creating a beginning training for the work or an advanced training for the work. I have to tell you, last night, I had the great pleasure of being invited out to Tippi Hedren's big wild animal preserve out in Acton, California. What she has done for these amazing big cats is, it's just unbelievable, guys. It was kind of a religious experience for me to see just the pure love and commitment that Tippi has to creating an amazing environment. Those of you who are animal lovers, if you're looking for some place to make a donation that you will really know is put to use, I would definitely consider Shambhala. That's the name of the compound that she's created for these magnificent cats. And she also, you know, worked years and years and years and finally got a bill passed to protect these big cats because they were being sold for pets and everything else. So anyway, it was, and I said to her, Tippi, what prompted you to do this? What prompted you to create this? And what do you get out of it? That's, I want to take this to my listeners. And she said, she looked at me, and I, because I'd already decided on what I wanted to talk to you about today, she looked at me and she said, I did it out of love, and I don't expect anything from these cats or from the establishment itself, except living in the state of love with it. And that's really what we're going to talk about today, is love. Now, once again, I am going to urge you all to pick up Conversations with God, Book 4. Every page in this book now of mine is marked, is turned back, is starred with notes for myself and to bring out to the community. But you know, all our work, guys, is based on self-love. I end every show with love yourself, and love yourself more, because you know what that's all about. And I want you to ask yourself today, do you? Do you know why I say that? Because Neil Donald Walsh in Conversations with God, which I'm going to read to you from, puts it about as well as anybody, any place I've ever read. And I can say that pretty much about the whole book. So, this book is all about awakening the species, awakening us to our true calling. And in the chapter that I'm reading to you from, he is focusing on love as that purpose. You are invited to remember how to love by remembering that love is your true identity. It's who you are. Every act is an act of love. And this is true for everyone without exception. And Neil says, what? The killer, the rapist, the thief? And he says, God says, awakening means looking deeply. It is the love of something that is behind every decision and action of every being. All you have to do to understand why some person or group has done something is to ask, what do you love so much that you felt you had to do this? The problem is not that people don't love. The problem is that people don't know how to love. This does not in any way justify their actions, but it does explain them. As a species matures, it remembers how to express love purely. And purely means with nothing intended or needed as a return for the self. And then Neil says, so you know you have loved purely when there's nothing in it for you. Or when it is not only not to your benefit, but actually non-beneficial to you. And God says such a thing would be impossible. Every pure expression of love brings benefit to the lover, in that it brings all those who purely love. Now remember, purely is I don't get any payback. It brings all those who purely love the highest and fullest experience of who they really are, that it is possible for life to provide. The ultimate purpose of life itself is the ultimate experience of divinity itself. Through the ultimate expression of love itself, which is the ultimate definition of God. When you love something like yourself for the sheer beauty of it, for the sheer wonder of it, for the sheer joy of it, for the happiness it brings you to feel that energy glowing inside of you and sent out from you, you are loving purely. And yes, right now in this moment, you guys, you can do this. So I want you to drop in your hearts. And I want you to say, I'm willing to feel love and be filled up with love right now. Filled up for this life. Filled up for the world. Filled up for the love of the flowers. Filled up for the love of the sky and the birds and the hummingbirds and the bees and the beautiful oceans and the dolphins at play. I am filled up for the sheer want of being filled up with love. If you are looking to get something back as your reward for sending it out, then you are not loving something or someone else. You are loving yourself and simply using something or someone else as a means of doing so. So the next time you hear a thought going through, well, I can't do it because, you know, he's holding me down. I wish he'd do this. Because I really want to experience love. Or, you know, if they would just show me how much they love me, then I could love myself. Self-love is not love that is received from anything outside of the self. Self-love is love of the self, by the self, for the sheer beauty, the sheer wonder, the sheer joy of the self being who and what it truly is. This is how God loves God's self. This is how I love me. And this is how I invite you to love you. Oh my God, I cannot tell you how much I love this book. So when I end the shows from now on with love yourself, love yourself, love yourself more, just because you want to choose to, guys, just because the state of love creates everything. And as I'm waiting to do the show today, I asked if there were certain messages I should bring to you about love. And they said yes, that it's not dependent on what happens. It is a choice. It is the true meaning of being reborn. And they directed me to the cocktail, which is on our sheets. And I'm going to read the cocktail inserting love and self-love. And you'll understand why this was downloaded to us on the sheets. Remember, self-love is loving the self as the power of the love that creates. That's who you are. So here it goes. So listen. Stop everything and listen. In the ionosphere and beyond, I am the creation of love. I am the frequency of the balance of choice and creation of love in the radiation of my light. And I am the electrical charge of love, of the electromagnetic whole of love within the whole. I am the charge of love that creates. I am the power that is love, which gives me joy and choice, and my heart is open. I claim this for all energy in all dimensions, and so it is. So there you go. I hope you're clear now about why it's so important for you to love yourself. If you're going to create what you want, you got to love yourself. All right, can I go to the calls? Yes, I can. You want to speak to the channel today? Please press 1. If you've already pressed it, don't press it again because I'll lose you. All right, Miss Emily in California, you're on.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, baby.
I'm a little kerfuffled with all that.
Well, it's pretty simple, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah
we
just...
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Well, I just feel new, just wiped clean and new.
Hallelujah. See, they're showing me somebody getting baptized. So, again, that's the analogy. If we want to be reborn, not in a religious way, but if we want to be reborn into the truth of who we are, we start celebrating how magnificent we are. Just because love feels good. All of you know that love feels a lot better than hate. Love feels a lot better than fear. We know this already. But nobody told you that great and powerful if you started with yourself first. So I'm telling you. And God's telling you. And the Force is telling you. So what was your question today, so that we can apply this?
Yeah. Well, there's two things. My question is a follow-up to the webinar when we had the animal communicator.
Uh-huh.
And the main issue that my cats are working with me on is that I like to have things a certain way. And so, you know, helping me to loosen that up.
You bet. That's exactly why they're there. They came like my dog. It's like, Mom, You've been at the computer for a half an hour. You see this ball? We need to go play with this ball for a while, right? They're there to hold the balance. But the channel would like you to know why you are so anal about having everything a certain way. And I'm going to your mom. So what was up with your mom about that?
Huh.
About having it a certain way or about not having stuff organized?
Well, she was very organized, what comes to mind is that she would always, like if you were doing something, she would talk about how to do it the right way.
Yeah, well,
like,
you're doing that
giving
with yourself
a lot of extra
now.
Direction. Okay.
You're being your mom to yourself, and your cats are going, hello, Emily, wake up. This is no fun. You knew this when you were a little girl, this was no fun. And yet, you know, your little girl is still living in expectation of this. So you're doing it for her now.
Huh.
Uh-huh. So
wow.
When I say that, does that resonate?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's sinking in. I can feel also, I just want to say how powerful that was on the webinar to hear that, because it was like, it was one of those things where I kind of go, I didn't want to hear that. That doesn't feel good, but I can feel it breaking things up that need to be loosened up. And,
honey,
that's what I feel right now.
Yeah. You're,
and then
it's freedom.
Shaking things up.
See,
yeah.
It's kind of a little bit of hell to really face what it is we need to clear up in ourselves. Because we're resisting doing it, usually because of the little child within us that was taught differently. No, I can't love myself. People aren't going to like me. Mom's not going to like me. Everybody, you know, at church is going to think I'm blasphemous. No, I can't love myself. No, I was never taught that, right? Except we know differently now.
Yeah.
That's why this little child work is so important, because if you're fighting yourself in any way, you're not free, Emily.
Yep. And is
so
there anything
you,
else about my little child with this?
Not with this, but yes, about your little child. Oh, well, they're saying she's afraid to let her guard down. Those are the highest words. She's afraid to let her guard down. And that's why this playing out of having things in a certain way, that's the core of it, is I can't let my guard down because I might not get it done. I might not get it done right. I might not be responsible to the people I'm supposed to take care of, blah, 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 blah. So when I give you those words, let my guard down, does that hit you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So your kitties are going, let your guard down, Mom. You know, otherwise we can't really have a heart-to-heart connection here.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
And what that all has to do with self-love, obviously, is can you love yourself enough to know that whether everything is in the perfect space or not, you just are going to love yourself because it feels good?
Right, exactly. And that's the other thing I wanted to say about when you say those words at the end of the show. A while back, I had this, I don't know, it's just a flash of, or actually it's when you say, love yourself so much that you can't do anything that doesn't make you love yourself more.
Yeah.
And I heard it two different ways. You know, the original way I always heard it is that you would only choose the things that you know are going to make you love yourself more easily. The second way I heard it was, no matter what you do, you love yourself more, even when you're doing the things that you feel
and
like you don't want to do and you're doing them anyway. You love yourself more.
If you do the latter one, the first one usually follows.
Yes.
But absolutely. The point is, you're perfect just the way you are, sitting there doing whatever you're doing right now in this moment. Accept yourself and love yourself because it feels good.
Yes, thank you. Thank you.
You bet. Thank
you
for that. I love you too. And that clarity was great for everybody. Let me see. There we go. Phyllis, you're up. What's going on?
Oh, hey, Dee. Thanks for taking my call. Yeah, I just, I'm kind of here in town and
okay,
with my
try and focus.
Brother.
I can hear you're out, Phyllis, but I need you to focus.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. All right, so
okay.
let's get to it. What's your question, baby?
Yeah, I just wanted to get clarity on kind of dealing with my brother. I think I know.
Deal with yourself, Phyllis.
Yeah,
deal with
myself.
Yourself. Because
okay.
It's not about your brother. So let's find out about what it is, what your relationship with your brother is bringing up in you. And the first words they're giving me is let go. Let it go. Whatever your agenda is with him, let it go. It's not going to happen.
Okay. So it's
Does
kind of
make-
like, I think so. I kind of hit me this morning trying to talk logically to him, like, where's the contract for my mother's home care? Where is this? And he's in reactive mode. It doesn't matter the logistics, and I'm trying to deal with logistics through him.
Yeah, go around him.
Yeah, okay, I just wanted clarity on that. That's what I kind of finally got that message.
Guys, again, it's always about you. Why am I in reaction to this? Because I'm not in control.
Right.
And I'm trying to be in control through him. You know, but the message is, what's the easiest, simplest way that Phyllis can work with the energy knowing that it's on her side? That's really self-love, Phyllis. Okay, you got it?
Okay, I got it.
All right, thank you.
Thanks, Dee. Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Okay, Susan, how are you feeling? Hold on. Trying to get this. There we go. We got you on. Hi, honey. Now you're on.
Hi. Well, I've been very tired and fatigued with, you know, the recovery, and I had two doctors.
And is that okay with you, Susan? Is that okay with you?
Not really. I want
okay,
to
well,
have more
energy. Okay, well, that's not, that, you know, that's not love. Love for yourself is, hi, Susan, I love you. I know you just went through a major surgery, so we're going to take a while to read and muse and write and paint. We're just going to, you know, take some time to do some slower things so you can take this love into your body and really heal it. And they're giving me the words, every day in every way, I'm getting better and better.
Good. That's exactly what I've been doing. See, I had two doctor's appointments back-to-back day, 2 days in a row, and that's what tired me out. So the next days, I just stayed in bed. I have a little, one of those drawing books, and I've just been drawing. And just
yeah.
And when I was at the one doctor's appointment, they told me it was going to take an hour for the pickup guy to come, so I went into the gift shop. I bought myself 2 Get Well cards that I can send to myself, loving myself.
Oh,
and
I love that, Susan. I love that. That's great.
So I'm just, you know, I'm going to head out, and I've got a little walker that has a little seat so I can walk around because I'm getting cramping from up and down my stairs. I've got to get outside.
Yeah, and that's good, too. That's saying to your body, I love you. I'm going to help you build back up again. And it's also loving your body, not to ask it to do more than it can do happily.
Right.
So
and today they're planning a little paint out with the group that I paint with. And it's you stay as long as you want. So I thought I'd go on down. It's only a couple blocks away. I go on down there with my little walker and my little paint set, and I'm teaching myself to watercolor, which is very simple. I'm doing very simple things. I decided to go back into doing some of my silver solder jewelry because it's very easy and doesn't take anything at all. I'm just taking it very slow. When I get tired, I rest and I sleep. I'm like, I'm loving my body back to health.
And everybody hear that beautiful statement. I'm loving my body. Let's tweak it just a little bit, Susan. I'm loving my body in the health that it is.
I'm loving my body and the health that it is.
And the health that it is. Yes, ma'am. And just, you know, everybody, and they're using Susan to bring this example in. Use your light, guys. Go inside. Find your light. Yes, you can. Don't argue, because if you argue, then you can't. But when you go, yeah, I know my light. I know my, I am light. That's what I am. Go in, find that light, expand it, and direct it toward where you want it to go. Where you want the healing to be, where you want the sense of health and wellness to be. Send your light there with a clear direction, with a clear, clear direction. And then
I'm also preparing meals that I can have like several days in a row. Like I made myself homemade cream of mushroom soup yesterday, which I can have for several days. And I made a roast that I had for several days. So I'm not having to cook for hours. And when I do get, you know, tired standing cooking, I just go sit down and do some of the cutting of the vegetables. I'm just loving my body.
Two or three years ago, if I had talked to you 2 or 3 years ago, Susan, about this, you would have gone into all this victim stuff, you know, about all this. I love that you're the example bringing all this forward for the community, Susan. And that even with surgery from cancer, you can love yourself and appreciate yourself and honor yourself by listening to what you need and what you want. Thank you for calling in, sweetheart.
Oh, thank you. I love you so much.
I love you too, baby. Yeah, she's walking the talk, guys. We all have to walk the talk. Kate in New York, you're on.
Hi, Dee. How are you?
I'm great, baby. You bet. What's up?
Okay, so my doctor called me, and I had no idea I had insurance. And apparently, I'm scheduled to get fibroid surgery tomorrow.
Oh, goody! I've done that. Piece of cake.
Now, I think I'm afraid of not having a support system or someone really there for me to heal properly. And I don't know. I felt like I was trying to contact my spirit guides. I felt they told me that I was going to meet a guy and he was going to support me through it, that I should wait, but I'm not sure.
No.
What I got.
Yeah, I think you're screwing around a little bit with what you want to get here, Kate. Did you just hear, Susan? Did you just hear our whole conversation?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. She doesn't have a big support system either, does she?
No.
No. Okay. So do you think you're enough to support yourself?
I don't know. I feel like crying. I feel like I don't like to depend on people.
Oh, well, there you go. So let me show you, because this is exactly, and it's all right, honey, people cry in this show all the time. You know, when you get to the truth and you get to a release of what's going on, your energy opens up and tears come. Ask me, I'm an actress. So you just said you're afraid of not having a strong support system, and then in the next breath you say, I don't like to depend on people. How the hell do you think the universe can figure that one out? Basically,
I guess I don't want to be let down.
Well, okay, so what do you want? What do you want?
I do want help. I want to be free of fibroids. That's what I want to be free of fibroids.
Okay, you want a state of health, and you want people in your life that will support you, that you can depend on and trust. Isn't that what you want? But you've never said that, Kate. You've just said to me, boom, boom, boom in a row. This is what I don't want. This is what I'm afraid of. This is what I don't want. The
okay.
universe can't give you what you want if all of you're saying is this is what I don't want. Because the
okay.
brain thinks in pictures.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Now, there is one person. There's actually two the channel is saying. But there's one person that you absolutely can call on for help. Do you know who that is?
No.
Do you have a sister?
Yeah.
Okay, you can call on her.
Oh, really? Okay.
Well, that's what they're giving me pretty clearly. They yelled sister. So, does she live in New York?
Yeah, we live in the same house. I can ask her.
Well, yeah, you got to ask to receive, okay? But your
mm-hmm.
job is to go, okay, I am going to allow myself to depend on other people because I love myself enough to do that to heal. And I'm going to ask for the help knowing that I can depend and trust that the universe comes through for me.
Okay, so they're saying I should go ahead with the surgery?
Is that the right question? I'm not a doctor,
or,
but I get
not,
I
not
get
if I should
yes.
go ahead with the surgery, but I mean, I think I'm afraid of pain.
Well, we're all
we're,
none
right.
of us like none of us like pain, sweetheart.
Right.
And I don't know what kind of fibroid surgery you had, but I literally was up trick-or-treating with my daughter 2 days after. So.
Wow.
You know.
Right. That's okay. Everybody is different. Right. Everybody is different. So I don't have to be in pain.
No, you don't have to be. But if you think you have to be, then you have to be. As
get
you believe, it's delivered unto you. Okay.
Got it.
Okay. So.
Thank you, T.
So,
I'm going to. It's a
yeah.
work on myself in a day.
Basically, well, it's easy. I mean, you can do it. We can all do it right now with a snap of a finger,
okay.
which is I'm going to trust the universe because I love me. And I know that the love of me, the light of me, is the creation that I send out. So if I know that, there's nothing there to be afraid of because I'm sending out love and I expect, know, that love will be returned to me. But I'm not doing it for that. I'm doing it because that's the state I feel good in that's going to create health and money and divine right relationships. Okay?
Okay.
Thank you,
yes,
darling.
Thank you so much. Thank
good
you.
Good luck. You can do this.
Thank you. Thank you.
Ann in Georgia, I haven't heard from you for a while. How are you, baby?
I am doing great, thank you. And I just called in to say that the four pillars are so simple, and that's the start of it all. And that's what I do every morning, along with a nice little routine of looking in the mirror. And Louise Hayes had one that not only I love you, but I am filled with unconditional love. And
yep.
I share it. I am filled with indescribable joy, and I feel it. I am filled with deep, serene, imperturbable peace, and I experience it. I am connected with divine wisdom, and I listen for and receive my answers. So it is.
Well, that's beautiful, baby. And that when, you know, and Abraham Hicks talks about the tipping point all the time. When you open your heart and really own and feel those statements, one day you wake up and you just go, oh, my God, I am.
I am love. I really get that.
Yeah.
Love.
That I am that. I'm not just saying it. And I'm not hoping for it. And I'm not doing all this stuff because Louise and Dee and Jennifer and whomever I listen to says that I'm just am it.
I'm doing it.
I am the, Yeah, because it
follow
feels
my heart.
Good.
Yeah.
It feels good. Good.
Thank
boy,
you for getting me started on this. And I can remember years ago calling and asking if all I had to do was feel my joy, and you saying, yeah, that's it. But then somewhere I varied off of that path, and now I'm back.
Well, and that's what we're all doing. We get the truth, and then life takes over, and we forget the truth. Or most of us argue for our limitations because we don't think it's possible to live in bliss. And so we never allow ourselves to go to bliss because we don't think it's possible. But it is, guys. It's possible to wake up in the morning like I did yesterday and literally be lifted off the bed.
Wow.
Because
I
was
that.
Yeah, because I was filled with so much love. Literally, the light lifted me about, I don't know, quarter of an inch off the bed. It's pretty crazy, but it's awesome. And then, you know, stuff happens. We get sick or somebody gets an accident or somebody dies, which I want to take this time to say to everybody, a lot of people are leaving right now. They did not sign up for all the chaos that's going on in the world. You, all of you, because you do this work, hold the balance. Stay objective and hold the balance and see our country strong through divine love, powerful through divine love. See the world working in integrity and respect for all energy, not just human beings, all energy, respect for all energy. When we respect the energy, we do not damage the energy in any way, which includes harming the planet, which includes saying hurtful things to other people, and which includes not acknowledging our own self-love.
There is one more thing I would like to put out now that you say that.
Okay.
Yeah. I have watched the Netflix Cosmos, and in the last one they were talking about since the Industrial Revolution, the CO2 on the planet has gone up 40%, and unless we go away from using fossil fuels to things like solar and things like that, there won't be a planet for our children and grandchildren. And the first step I was told take was to reach out to the many communities I'm involved in, and that's what I'm doing, just to bring that to light so that everybody can bring their awareness to it and help in whatever ways.
Okay, the first, and this is the channel is saying the biggest way that everyone can do the work right now is to take the state of love that they are. Send it to surround the planet with that love.
Okay.
See, when you're sitting, love heals everything, creates everything. It is the force of creation in this world. And you're it.
Okay. And then the other thing I see is with all these timelines and things combining that, going into a parallel and seeing it is already done.
Yes, it's actually emerging more than it is a parallel, they're saying.
Okay.
A parallel is something that's side by side.
Okay.
And
got
actually
it.
Anne, you should pick up Conversations with God book 4 because they go into this.
Yeah, I went on, I've had over a year since Mother's Day, 100 gift card on Amazon, and I just couldn't, so I finally called Amazon and I got that book as well as Paul Selig's book. I went to his workshop this past weekend.
Okay, all right.
I did order it. It's coming Monday.
It actually talks about what we're talking about in Conversations with God. I'm telling you guys, if you want to know the latest information and the simplest clarity of it, I'd pick up this book. Thank you, Anne, for calling in.
I've intended to get it for a while, and I just did it.
Good. That's good self-love. Thanks for calling
yes.
in, babe.
Thank you.
And we're going to Linda in Toronto. Hi, honey, you're on.
Hi, Dee. Thanks for taking my call.
Uh-huh.
I've been listening to you faithfully now for a few months. I spoke to you briefly a couple of months ago.
Thank you.
And I love everything you've just said about love, and everyone is talking about it and confirming it. And I actually, for the last few years, I've been doing Wayne Dyer's I Am meditation in the mornings, where I say I am loved and I am love. And I notice the reaction, different reactions from people now that I'm meeting. And
isn't it cool? It's unbelievable
it's
to
so
watch it, isn't it?
And so it makes me, gives me more confidence to keep believing it and doing it.
Yep.
So thank you. It's amazing that you're talking about that. So, but I do have a question, though. What I talked to you about before with me bringing spirituality into the workplace,
mm-hmm.
and you said yes. So just quickly, I was an executive assistant in the corporate world for a long time. I recently took a life coach certification, a grief certification, and also certified in the emotion code healing work.
Mm-hmm.
And your call last week did confirm that it was okay to want to do a bunch of different things because that feels comfortable to me. I'm just wondering, you know, am I on the right path? I feel like I want to be an executive assistant with a team that's making a difference, but also doing some life coaching and energy work and maybe some speaking.
Okay, if you're called to do it, you're on the right path. Is that simple enough for you, Linda?
I don't know.
Yeah, well, see, so what you just said was, I really want the answer. They gave you the answer, and then you said, let me doubt the answer.
Okay.
And that is how you keep yourself stuck, guys. The answer is yes. If you
okay.
love what you're doing and you're excited about it, the answer is yes. That's what
yeah,
you should be doing.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. And I thought I had to choose, you know, one of these things. But after listening to your call last week, I thought,
who
no,
told
I,
you that? Who told you that, Linda? Who told you you had to choose?
In my past, you know, it was kind of like, when are you going to make up your mind what you're doing? Probably my parents, my father.
Yes, especially, well, they're giving me your mom.
Oh, maybe.
And they're giving it, what they're saying, it was very subtly transferred to you. And these are the words they're giving me. Don't be like me. Don't have to depend on other people. Decide what you're going to do that's going to keep you safe.
Okay, so
So at the core of all this is safety, Linda.
Yes,
you don't,
yes. And
you don't feel like you're going to be safe if you do more than one thing. And I'm telling you that there's no logic to that whatsoever. We wouldn't have a Bill Gates. We wouldn't have an Oprah Winfrey. We sure as hell wouldn't have a Dee Wallace. If you
well, I don't
only
feel
do
really
one
safe
thing.
Right now because I've invested all of my finances into all of this research and learning.
Well, then
I really
I'd start making money with it, baby.
Well, I am, slowly.
Well,
I just feel like it.
Linda, you're doing it
yes.
slowly because you're arguing with yourself. Aren't you tired
okay.
of arguing with yourself and just going, you know, I took these classes because I'm called to do them. I want to do them, so I'm going to do them. So if you're in the corporate world, why don't you ask your boss if there's some way that you can bring in a class that might fulfill a need within the corporation, and if he says no, go create it outside. Start doing the work outside. But do it. You already know you want to do it, so do it. So it's not, should I do it? It's, okay, I'm going to find a way to do it. Where do I start?
Okay, so I've been taking different contract jobs as an executive assistant to find the right place where I could maybe do something like that. And I have an interview for a job this week that I think may be the right place. Do you have any feelings about that?
Yes, because you're not creating the place before you go in. You're waiting to go in and check out the place to see if it's the right place. That's not where creation starts, honey. Creation starts with, I'm sitting down, I'm writing down everything I want in this job, which includes, and I don't even have to know how it's going to do it, but I know I want it to include or incorporate in my life somehow these other modalities that I've learned that I want to bring out to people. That's what I want. And harmonious working conditions and people that, you know, get my energy where write down and create on paper what you want. Go to your love place, feel into it, know that you're the charge that creates it, and then go to the job interview.
Got it.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Awesome. You bet. Guys, I just experienced this myself. You know, I had, I don't know, like 3 auditions, and I nailed every one of those auditions and didn't get the job. And I do what you're doing. I wonder why. Why didn't I book those? I gave really good auditions. Why didn't I book that? And the channel finally screamed in my head, Dee, quit asking why you didn't. What do you want? And I said, what I want is to book the job and the next one I booked. Do you hear me? Say what you want. All right. Where am I going? Chris in Chattanooga. Hi, baby. You're on. Hello.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, sweetheart. What's up?
Well, thanks for taking my call. It's been a while since I've been on the show.
It is. I know you always listen, though. I know. Tell me what's up quickly.
Well, Vicki and I have been wanting to break in. Basically, we wanted to get into some real estate investing as a way to, you know, grow our wealth and, you know, grow our savings.
Okay, so Chris, stop right there, because my pendulum is saying maybe, which means there's two big things in your way of allowing you to commit. Sheets, book, song. Give me a movie, please. Chris, give me a movie.
Heartbreak Hotel.
Okay. Again, and I'm, I can't remember who brought this up on the show already. You're afraid of being disappointed. You're afraid. Oh, my God.
Well, we've already been disappointed once.
Yes,
we had some earnest
afraid.
Money down
Hold on
a property.
Hold on, Chris. You've been disappointed because you had the fear of being disappointed. So you didn't say, going in, we're going to do this. We're going to be knowledgeable. We're going to invest in some great things that are going to pay off positively. The people that we work with are going to guide us to the highest thing. You didn't say what you wanted. You went into it with this belief and this fear that you're going to be let down. And you take that into everything, Chris. You take that fear, and we've worked on this several times, and this is just another expanded place you can play with.
I get a yes on that. Yeah, there are a lot of things where I do have that fear of being let down on a lot of things. And I wish that I could, like, release that.
Well, you can. That's not loving yourself.
Well, why haven't I released it? I've been working on that for years.
Because you just haven't wanted to. So let's find out. You have the false belief that holding on to that belief keeps you safe. If I'm on guard all the time, because I'm afraid people are going to let me down, that's going to keep me safer. I'll be smarter. I'll find the charlatans before they can hurt me, but that's not the way it works. You attract the people that hurt you then. So that's number one. Number two, we're going to the sheets and we're going to a core belief, which probably is an extension of this. Here, here. When I can only trust you when I don't trust you. Well, there you go. That sums it all up. If I don't trust you and I look out and, you know, because I think you're going to get to me and you're going to hurt me and you're going to let me down, then I can protect myself and sort of kind of trust you because I'm not trusting you enough to let you hurt me. Did you follow that? Oh, my gosh, guys.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. And a lot of people operate that way.
Yeah, well, don't you? It ain't going to get you what you want.
Well, a lot of people operate from the belief, too, is like, you have to earn my trust, so I'm not going to trust front. You're going to have to earn my trust.
Yes, because you are drawing to you exactly what you need to heal, Chris. You know that's how it works.
But that's not what I want. What I want is to be able to just go into these situations knowing that, like, I can create what I want and not have that fear of being let down.
Okay, well, then that's what I would, you know, really start creating for yourself. I am the God of me. And what I want is that pure, wonderful, incredible state of trust and love, knowing that everybody comes through for me in the highest way, period. That's what you want. And
exactly.
That feels like love. Okay, but if you add, and I don't want blah, 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 you cancel the whole thing out.
Well, you don't talk about what you don't want. You just state what you do want.
Well, yeah, but obviously you're not doing it, Chris, because you keep getting or living in that same fear that you've got to watch everybody so that they don't take you for a ride. And this has been going on for as long as I've worked with you. We go in and out and in and out and in and out of this trust of other people, which means ultimately you don't trust yourself as the creation. So again, everybody, that all starts with self-love. I'm going to love myself enough to trust. And to know that I am the charge that creates that. Aren't I amazing? Aren't I incredible? That's all I want. So start with that, Chris, and then go out. Because if you go out again, before you get yourself in alignment with that, you will keep creating the same situations that look different, but it's the same basic core of the situation of I don't trust these guys, so I have to not trust them so I can stay safe.
Right. Well, there's this, I mean, when it comes to doing real estate, especially investing, and there's this belief that there's a lot of shady people out there.
Well, and you certainly created that well last time, didn't you? Honey, there's a lot of shady people everywhere in the world. Why are you focused on them? That they're not what you want. You want to focus on the people that are in integrity and honesty and, you know, will help you make a lot of money. But there's also a belief now that I said the word money. There's also a belief that people with a lot of money are shady.
Well, I don't necessarily believe that. I know that there's a lot of good people, you know, that have a lot of money.
Well, my pendulum goes to no, Chris.
I used to believe that, like, most wealthy people were shady, or they must have done something, you know, shady or unethical to earn their money. But I don't believe that anymore. I've really worked hard over the years to change that belief.
Okay, what about powerful
people?
And if
there's any part of me that still believes that there's, you know, wealthy people somehow they're unethical or they're shady, well, then I need to work to release that. for good.
Let's. I've got to close the show because we're out of time. But they're saying, Chris, use the word powerful instead of wealthy. It's the
right.
powerful people that you are out of trust with.
Okay.
And
I'd like to book a bit and work on this stuff.
Yeah, I think that might, because now they're saying this is a big past life thing with you now.
I totally agree with that.
Hold on, 14, 15, 15 past lives. You've been trying to trust powerful people. So the good news is this is a lifetime you're going to do that in.
You're damn right it is.
You know, and it's exciting that this core, deep-seated thing of yours is coming up now so that your whole life can, and lives, future lives, can change around it. So that's exciting. And yes, that's probably a half hour. You don't need an hour, but a half hour, we could probably get to a lot of stuff. But just knowing this is going to open up a whole can of worms for you. Okay?
I don't want to open up a can of worms. I wanted to open up more possibilities.
Well, okay. Bunches of possibility worms. How's that?
Okay.
All right, sweetheart. I'll wait to hear from you. Thank you. Oh, my gosh.
Thank
I
you.
Wish I had another hour with you guys. Wah! All right. We just clocked through this. All right. Now, listen with new ears to this closing. Love yourselves. Love yourselves just for the sake of the incredible feeling of love that you are. And love yourselves more because that's what it's all about. I love you.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, the Empowerment Channel at the Connect Me Radio Network. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, UBN Universal Broadcasting Network, plus News for the Soul Broadcasting. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.